Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States and the world mark 20 years since the September 11, 2001 attacks Saturday, AP's Julie Walker reports.
Family members of the victims stood by the two reflecting pools at the 9/11 memorial where the Twin Towers once stood, holding pictures of their loved ones gone but never forgotten over the years as their names were read out.
Timothy J. Finnerty.
Michael C. Fiore.
The annual reading of the names of all the victims, so personal.
My uncle Jason and Uncle William Travis. We love you and we miss you. Thank you for being our guardian angel.
And yet so very public.
May we find the love to connect us and weed out all that divides us. And most importantly, we never forget.
Almost 3,000 people died on 9/11, most of them in New York. At Ground Zero, I'm Julie Walker.
Former President George W. Bush told people at the Flight 93 National Memorial in Pennsylvania that Americans learned much about themselves on September 11th. Bush, who was president during the attacks, encouraged Americans to put aside their political differences in the spirit of what he saw after 9/11.
On America's day of trial and grief, I saw millions of people instinctively grab for a neighbor's hand and rally to the cause of one another. That is the America I know.
Vice President Kamala Harris also urged Americans to regain a spirit of unity.
That time reminded us the significance and the strength of our unity as Americans.
The former president commended the courage of the Flight 93 passengers and crew who are believed to have foiled an attack on the U.S. Capitol by leading the plane to crash.